Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
That was Judith Durham. She was a member of the New Seekers. I don't, as opposed to the Old Seekers. I didn't know there was any other kind of Seekers except the New Seekers or just the Seekers. And oh well, that's how it rolls out, I guess. But I do recognize her voice. So, yeah. She's got a very unique voice, but it's not unpleasant. There are a couple I could think of that have a unique voice that I just cannot handle listening to, but her voice is not unpleasant. It's got a certain vibrato type thing to it, I guess, but it's nice. It's nice. Huh. All right. We got something going today. I know Anne's going to love. I love it. John loves it. We were going to make the whole show Sister Rosetta with a sprinkling of Elvis. But John thought at first, you know, I didn't think about it, but John thought that that might be a bit much for most people to handle. And we didn't want to turn them off of Sister Rosetta. We want them to continue liking her. And after I thought about it for a few seconds, I agreed that that might be the case. Because unless you really, really love her, you know, five or six songs is about all you can handle. But I could sit and listen to her all afternoon. You know, I could listen to a couple albums of it, and it would be fine with me. But we don't want to... We want you guys to continue loving to listen to her. So we decided we would kind of limit it, and we'll just play four, five, seven, however many every Sunday. And, I mean, it's not like there's a shortage, you know. So that's what we're going to start doing today. We're going to start playing some Sister Rosetta because she really and truly loved the Father. And boy, he loved her too because he took care of her. She started in a field that women just didn't go into. And I'm not talking singing because there'd always been front singers, even in the 40s. But I'm talking being out there singing gospel no matter where she was, no matter what the gig was, she sang gospel because she wanted to, and it was right. And she played her own guitar, and she could play her own piano. And you know, that just wasn't done by a woman back then. You didn't go into a bar and sing gospel and play your own guitar. Well, she did. And they loved her. They absolutely loved her. So it was evidently the right thing to do. God watched out for that lady and just gave her a special talent, and it was beautiful. So what I'm going to start with today, following that, and we have some scripture later that, I've got some scriptures later. They're going to, you maybe let us know what some of us have been wondering, you know, and we'll cover that a little later. Right now I'm going to play Sister Rosetta with a 1940s big band sound from the Lucky Milliner Orchestra. And this is so cool. This is so cool.
Wash my sins away. I'm going to lay down my heavy load down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm going to lay down my heavy load down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study.
Rosetta. I mean, how can you ever get tired of that? And that was a 40s style orchestra. We're all familiar with Glenn Miller. That was not Glenn Miller.
No,
that was Lucky Milliner. You know, I could mention differences, but it doesn't make any difference. It's no matter. He played with Sister Rosetta often. You know, he did backup stuff. It wasn't always orchestra, okay? Yeah. Sometimes he was in there with a piano and harmony, you know, things like that. But this particular time, he had his orchestra, and they backed her on this. And it's fantastic.
That sounds
John, if they got more of these, we need more. these. We need more 1940s sound and orchestra backup for Sister Rosetta. Because she's, oh my gosh, that was fantastic. I loved it. Okay. Now that I've caught my breath, let's go on for the next one.
Okay.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Oh, okay. I'm going to play this one because this... Get out your Kleenexes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. But this is so beautiful. John sent this to me, and it's very beautiful. And, of course, I don't agree with the idea behind it, but that doesn't make any difference. The song is still wonderful. It's Susie Quatro and the Jordanaires.
Oh.
And they're doing something called Singing with Angels.
You say, are you lonesome tonight? I saw you crying in the chapel light. Love me tender and treat me nice. Lonely boy got the GI blues. That's alright, mama's watching over you. Wise men say, if you don't be cruel, you'll get to heaven wearing blue suede shoes. Singing with angels,
singing with angels,
saving God's promised land. Singing with angels, walking hand in hand,
hand in hand. Wow.
Singing with angels,
singing with angels,
part of God's master plan. There's so many angels walking hand in hand. What a beautiful band. I got a woman, she's my happiness. Don't leave me now in my loneliness. Heartbreak or tell, I was counting on you. Thought I had a lot of living to do. A blue moon of Kentucky shines.
Well, it's a beautiful song. would have been better without that last line, but, you know, it's still a beautiful song to take everything together. And it's not just about Elvis. I mean, they've got a beautiful band. Think of all the musicians, all the singers that have gone before, and the angels that are up there in the angel choir. Oh, my goodness gosh. I want to be a part of that. I'm going to be a part of that. And you got to know, guys, I let you know what, not last Sunday, but Sunday before, all you need to do to be a part of that and how you can be sure you are. You know, it's not, you give your life over, you ask for forgiveness, and God grants it without question. He doesn't even ask you if you're sincere or not. He knows. Just remember that. He knows. You can't pull the wool over his eyes like you used to do daddy's. Okay? He knows. Yeah. And then you just willingly, without question, well, not always without question, because we are his children, and children always question, but willingly do what he asks. Most of the time, it's not hard. Once in a while, most of the time, it's not hard. And then you've got a peaceful heart. And you know where you're going. You know where your final home is going to be. So I know what I'm doing. I got my eternity lined out. But you also must remember that there is no such thing as once saved, always saved. Okay? Because you can lose that salvation by following the other path. It wasn't planned that the Father saves your soul and then lets you do whatever you dang well want down the other pathway and carouse and do wrong, hurt people. That's not how it works. You start doing that stuff and you lose your place in line. Okay, and you gotta do it all over again. But the luckiest thing is that he lets you do it over. He allows you to make the mistake of sliding back onto the other path. And then all you have to do again is ask. And you're back on the right path going to be with the Father. When we all meet in heaven. So neither way is a done deal. Neither way is cemented in unless you reject God and tell him to stay away from you. Then you got a real big problem. So don't ever do that. Don't do that. But, you know, sliding back and forth, it's not desirable. It's not what you want to do. But if you happen to slide back on the other side, you're always going to be welcome back for the asking. That's all it takes. The door swings wide, his arms open, and receive you. It really is easy. And I clue you, being good ain't that hard. You know, some people can't see it as a desirable way to be, but it is. It is. And you find out it's not difficult. It's okay. It's okay. I am going to play Anne's request.
Thank you.
Oh, not a problem, sweetie. This is a wonderful song. We call on him.
Call on him whenever storm clouds gather. We call on him to light our darkest day. Why must it be that only when we're lonely and hopes are dim, we call on him? Why don't we call on him before we lose our way? To count our blessings and thank him while we may. We call on him when no one else will answer. We ask of him a reason to go home, when our cup of joy becomes a cup of sorrow, filled to the brim. We call on him. Why don't we call on him before we lose our way? To count our blessings and thank him while we may.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you for requesting that, Anne. I love that song. It's just a reminder that he's there all the time. We shouldn't just talk to him and call on his help when we're in trouble or when we need something. We should be talking to him every day, thanking him for the good things that he gives us, thanking him for the days that nothing goes wrong, thanking him for the days that we can show people we care about how much we love them. Thank him for all those things, because they come from him too, not just his help, right? And we kind of wonder, how often can we ask for help from the Lord? How often are we allowed to do that? You know, it's like, is this just open freebie time? You wonder, you know? And guess what? I got something for you. I got six or seven somethings. But let me go to Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, shall it be opened. Well, I didn't see any time limit on that one, did you? I just didn't. There wasn't any time limit at all. And I've got one here. John 14, verse 13 and 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And those are red letters here in the Bible. That's Jesus speaking. So when we ask the Lord for something, yes, you can go directly to the Father. There's no rule that says you can't. You can talk to your dad. But you also go through Jesus Christ. And then you know that it will be granted. Now, it may not come in your time frame. You might say you need it now. Well, you know what? Jesus talks to the Father and they decide, well, no, you don't really need it now. We'll do that for you, but it's going to be down the road a bit. How far? Well, we can't tell you that, but it you'll get it. It's coming. It's coming. So you got to know that it's not our time. We ask for what we need. We ask for what we would like to see on behalf of others. But it's going to be God's time frame, not ours. You know, be aware of that, guys. Be aware of that. And John 15, verse 16. This is a very wonderful promise. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So there's Jesus saying again, you know, we're supposed to be doing his work, helping others see his glory and his love and his promises. That's fruit that we bear for him. That's what he was doing when he was here, showing us how we were supposed to live or how we were supposed to try to live. He knew we couldn't do it, but we have the example to go by as how we're supposed to try. And whatever we ask in his name, the Father will give it. Especially, and these are my words, especially if you're asking for the betterment of someone else. Remember that. We always think we pray for things for ourselves, we pray for things for our families, but remember, the real fruits of the Father are not for ourselves. It's when we ask for others that we are also granted favors. Because asking for others is bringing forth the fruit of Jesus Christ, the fruit of the Holy Spirit inside of us. What God wants us to do as quote unquote his work. So always know that yes, you can ask for things for yourself. That's not forbidden. It's not even discouraged. Go for it because God knows what you need, but he wants you to ask him. He wants you to show him that you know he will help you. And you can only do that by asking him. He wants you to ask him. But always remember, if you know of or see someone else that needs, pray for their needs as well. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be here for each other. Pray for their needs as well. Whether it be a pain that you're asking that it go away, or something that they're going to be doing that may be dangerous for them and you're asking for protection for them. Whatever it might be, pray for someone else as well. But don't think that excludes praying for things that you need, because God knows what you need even before you ask it. But he wants you to ask. This is the whole thing. There is no limit to asking the Father for blessings, for help, for forgiveness for yourself and others. The forgiveness has to come on a personal level for you or anyone else. But you can pray for help for someone. You can pray for health for someone. You can pray for anything that someone else might need, and you can pray for anything you might need. Any number of times you want to. You know? It's a very wonderful thing when you stop and think about it. We always have access to our Father. Always. And to our brother Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Don't ever think you don't, because it's always there. And here's something I want to read for you. This is Psalms, okay? Psalms 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Now that's a pretty profound promise. And you know, I'd take it to heart, because it's true. It's true. And I have one more. What happens if we don't ask? You know, what happens if we don't ask? James 4, verse 2. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. So you got that, guys? You got that? Because he wants you to ask for what you need. He wants you to ask for what you want. Then he'll figure out if you get it or not. He wants you to ask for others what they need. Because if you don't ask, you're not getting nothing except frustration and feeling abandoned. You got to ask. You got to ask. You know, it's real simple. Whether it's something physical like healing. Oh, man, I twisted my knee. Can you please, please, please help heal that? I'm going to rub that, and I'm trusting on you to use that to heal that hurt. Laying on of hands. I don't know if y'all have experience with that or not, but it works. I've been on the receiving end. It works. It really works. Whether you're asking for something physical like that, whether you're asking for something spiritual of, oh, man, I just feel so bad. I feel like I'm not fulfilled. Could you please come and fill my spirit? Come and fill me anew so that I can feel your blessings and your love and your joy within me again, because I have let it slip away. Come and renew that for me, Lord. He will, because you asked. He saw it happening, but you didn't ask yet. You have to ask. That's the trick. You've got to ask. Or whether it's, now I remember when I was a teenager, I prayed about this a lot. I think we all have. Your love life.
Yes.
You know, it's, or if you're married and things are really going pretty crummy. Or if you've fallen in love and you want things to always be well with that. Pray about it. Tell him what's going on with it and what you would like to see, and then pray that his will be done with it. Because he knows where he wants it to go. And it might not be what we're praying for. But pray for it. And he'll let you know. He'll say, well, you know, honey, I can't really give you that because that's not good for you. I got something better in mind for you. I finally figured that out. Took a while. But, yeah, I was married to it for 30 years. So, you know, it took a while. It took a while. But it did finally sink in that God has something better for me. So, guys, I just wanted you to know that all those good things come to you if you ask. If you don't ask, you don't get Jack. Maybe you don't want Jack. Maybe you'd rather have Jim. But anyway, you don't get anything if you don't ask. Because, he knows what you need. He knows what you want. But if you don't ask for it, poof, nothing's going to happen. Because he wants you to rely on him. He wants you to ask him for what you need. You know? And we need to remember that. We need to remember that. So, with that in mind, I'm going to play a song that John sent me this morning. Get on up there, Jenny. There we are. By Charlie Pride. And it's a really awesome song. It's really awesome. Listen to it. It's called Jesus, It's Me Again.
Lately, Lord, I almost feel like dying. I wake up like a child alone at night. And sometimes, Lord, I just can't keep from crying. And I can't find the strength to carry on. Jesus, it's me again, down on my knees again, asking you please again, reach out your hand. Jesus, it's me again, I'm on my knees again, asking you please again, reach out your hand. Jesus, it's me again, but I'm down on my knees. I'm asking to reach out your hand. time to time. I tried to find a reason to talk to you a time or two before. But this time, Lord, it's more than I can handle, and I know I just can't take it anymore. Jesus, it's me again, down on my knees again, asking you please again, reach out your hand. Jesus, it's me again, and I'm on my knees again, asking you please again, reach out your hand. Yes, asking you please again, reach out your hand.
Good job, Charlie. I love that. Because it's, you know, it was the phrase, it's me again. You know? That could go two ways. And depending upon your confidence level, your security level, it can go two ways. You can either... I'm sorry, but it's me again, and I need something, please. You know, or you can do this. You know, hey Jesus, it's me again, and I'm here asking for your assistance once again, and I'll probably be back. But for right now, this is what I need. He doesn't care which way you approach him. He doesn't care which way you talk to him, whether you're timid and shy and reluctant, or whether you're bold and confident and know that needing his help is okay. Any way you approach him is fine with him, as long as you do approach him. He wants you to ask him when you need help with anything. Okay, guys, and there's no limit. There is no, this is the song that caused me to say, I wonder if the Bible says anything about a limit to how many times we can ask him for help. And it doesn't. There is no limit. Jesus Christ is your brother because he is God's son and we are God's children. And God is the Father. You can always go talk to your dad. Always. Well, most of you can. This dad you can always go talk to. No ifs, ands, buts, doubts, or hesitations. This Father you can always go talk to about anything. Anything at all. Because he knows everything. He knows everything, so just because you don't talk to him about it doesn't mean that you're keeping it from him, because he already knows. So go to him. Ask him for what you need. Ask him for that forgiveness if it's that kind of a case. But ask. Ask. Talk to Jesus. Ask the Father in Jesus' name. And it will be granted unto you. I just can't stress that enough, guys. This is what came to me this morning when John and I were doing music, is that asking. How many times can we ask? Now you know the answer. Now you know the answer. There is no limit. No limit at all. And that's got to be a good feeling, because you don't have to think about what you're asking about. You don't have to, oh, let's see, is this important enough? Because I've only got 5 times left. So is this, you don't have to do that. No, 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 no. No limit. Limitless. Just like his love. Just like his caring, his goodness, his compassion, his joy. Limitless. And he gives it all to us. Every one of us. It's limitless. There's enough for everybody. Cool. And he loves it when his children share it with each other. Yeah. That's awesome. And that way, they have more to share with someone that doesn't have it yet, doesn't know about it yet. Share it with them. Get it to them. You know what? 9 times out of 10, they're real happy to hear about it. They're very ecstatic to accept it and know that it's there for them. Try it. Try it. And you can bring it up in any conversation you have with anybody. Oh, believe me, I've had a few conversations at the hotel overnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, I had an hour and a half long conversation with someone the other night, and he ended up signing a book over to me that he had written. And he has been researching for years and years, and he says, you know, no matter who it is, no matter what religion it is, it's basically based in the knowledge of Jesus. Well, okay, I would have to look into that one, but why not? Nothing's going to keep it from being that. Why not? It could be. I haven't researched it to be able to say no. I'm going to read his book and see what it says. And we'll find out. But talk to anybody. That's what it's all about. That's how the love and the word of God gets spread, is to talk to everybody and anybody. If they don't want to talk about it, fine. Don't talk to them about it. Don't force it, because then it means nothing. But if you just give them a glimmer, maybe over a few minutes or over a couple of days, they'll come back and want to talk some more. Don't ever push it. Don't ever go beyond their limit to absorb it or want it. And they'll get there. They might not get to that line of asking forgiveness with you, but you started it, and they're going to be going to somebody who can and whom they're willing to walk with across the finish line of being fully God's child, willingly doing what he wants them to do, living the way he wants them to live. So there are no failures. You might not finish the job that time, but it's not a failure, because it's going to get done. God put them in front of you for a reason. Don't turn away. Don't be shy about being God's child. Don't turn away. You would be amazed at how many blessings you receive when you talk to someone else about the subject of God's love God's compassion, the death of Christ, what it meant, the various things and various points in the Bible, you'd be amazed at how much you can be blessed by talking to someone about those things. I've experienced it. Do it. You will never be sorry. Well, not in the long run. There could be a temporary, oh man, this person is really mad at me, now what? But that's very fleeting. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If they're angry, it's because they know it's the truth and they just aren't ready yet. It's okay. It's okay. God's working on them. It's all right. How about another Sister Rosetta song?
Yes, please.
You think you could go for that, Ann?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Everybody else out there go, yes, yes, yes. Sister Rosetta, Stand By Me.
When I'm crossing Jordan River, stand by me. Jesus' breast will be my pillow. Stand by me. Now the water is chilly and cold. The love of Jesus is in my soul. Lightning flash, thunder roll. Stand by me. Through hard trials and tribulations, stand by me. The midst of false acturation, stand by me. When trouble like a gloomy cloud gathers thick and thunder loud, now who never lost a battle, stand by me.
I'm dying to do another Sister Rosetta. Oh, I know what we'll do. Yes, yes. Okay. I have never, ever heard of this song before, but I found it this morning. I found it last night. I found it sometime. Anyway. This one, yeah, exactly. This one's called What Are They Doing in Heaven?
Thank you. they suffered. Oh, yes, they did. In this broken up world, below, but their misery's eased, and they have gone. I know my God has received it. They've gone up to heaven. But I just want to know, they're all done away with now. They haven't happiness and joy. I can see them now where peace is abound like a cool river of water. They say, but I'm wondering with myself again. I'm wondering what? What are they doing there now? There's some more people I used to know. I know them now. There were some. Some whose heart, our hearts the same way now, were burdened. Burdened with cares. And you know what they did? They passed their moment. They couldn't help it. And sighing, their hearts were so broken. Sighing in tears. So many of us are that way today. But you know, they didn't give up. They clung. That's what holds us together. They clung to the cross. Whoa, with trembling. Lord have mercy. With trembling and fears. We should have a little setback today. And I'm wondering what are they doing there now?
What are they doing there now?
Yeah. I wonder what are they doing? Oh Lord, help me. I wonder what are they doing there now? I know they're having a wonderful time. And they tell me where sin, and sorrow. Don't you know they are all washed away. Then one day we're going to have river is. It's so cool while the cool water flows. And I'm wondering
never heard that before this morning. I like that. I do like that. Yeah. Okay. They're eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Okay. Let's go this way. John sent me a song this morning by Carol Robertson. We all know that name, right?
Yes. Good singer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this one is by Carol, and it's called It's a Beautiful Morning.
It's a beautiful morning. It's a wonderful day. Walking with Jesus every step of the way. He's got a blessing waiting for you today. It's a beautiful morning.
It's a beautiful morning.
It's a wonderful day. It's a beautiful morning. It's a wonderful day. It's such a good feeling just to know that you're safe. Don't let your troubles stand in your way. 'Cause it's a beautiful morning.
It's a beautiful morning.
It's a wonderful day. The Lord has made this morning especially for you. He hopes that you will be joining in the work he's gonna do. He's got a blessing waiting for you today. It's a beautiful morning.
It's a beautiful morning.
It's a wonderful day. Lord has made this morning especially for you. He hopes that you will be joining in the work he's gonna do. He's got a blessing waiting for you today. It's a beautiful morning.
It's a beautiful morning.
It's a wonderful day. It's a beautiful morning.
It's a beautiful morning.
It's a wonderful day.
Wow. They had the harp in there. Cool. Hey. Yeah. Hey, Carolyn, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic. How are y'all?
Hi, Carolyn.
Pretty well.
I have, well, one son went home for a little while. And my son from Arkansas, they got here around 5 o'clock this morning. And my grandkids, all my grandkids here are except for three. And Shannon's wife, Misty, and Serenity's boyfriend, Hunter, I'm sorry. And Todd had to go to work, so that's the bummer part about it.
Oh.
But
when does he get
we're
home?
Having midnight tonight.
Oh, man,
but
what
he's
a bummer.
He's off all this coming week.
That's good.
Pre-arranged that. He got the Sundays mixed up as to when Shannon and Misty was coming in. Spent the morning with them, and then he dashed out of here at the last minute.
Well, that's good. At least he got a little bit of time with them, and then there's always tomorrow. Tomorrow's coming up.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty much got the week filled up for him to do stuff. He got the pool ready. Two of the grandkids are in there now, Lizzie and Lillian. And,
there you go.
You ain't going to believe this, but somebody came and sat down to eat dinner with us.
Who was it?
Not mentioned in no names.
Okay.
The one that ain't too happy with me.
Well, good.
But,
that's awesome. That's a step forward, honey.
Yeah, and I've been talking to Ann about my mother, She's still in the hospital. She got some kind of infection. Didn't know what it was. She couldn't breathe. Her chest got all congested and couldn't catch her air. So Wednesday, the ambulance came and got her.
Yeah.
And Monday, they're talking about switching her over to a rehab center where she was the last time because she liked it over there.
Well, that'll be good.
They're going to run more tests and see if she needs additional antibiotics. And if she does, they're not going to let her go over to the rehab. They're going to wait until she's better.
Yeah.
And the doctor said not suggest to her that Shannon was home for a week because she'll start saying she's okay and she wants to go home.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, and it sounds exactly like my aunt, what my aunt had last month, and it turned out that it was a blood infection. And they did send her home, but she also had help at home. And another aunt is a nurse, and she went up to stay with her while she was ill. So she still gets her intravenous antibiotics and all that stuff. And she's doing better. We're still waiting to see if she actually recovers completely or if there will always be leftovers of this that she has to be wary of. But they expected her to die, and she's alive. So I count that as a very wonderful blessing.
Yeah. She went with our daughter, Becky, to her son's graduation last Friday. And she didn't say anything about not feeling good because she wanted to go because that's her first grandson. And she spent the day with them. Well, the daughter didn't conveniently tell her, well, we got some kind of bug, and I caught it from my boss. So she's over there amongst the house with germs floating around. So when she gets back home, she gets sick.
Oh, that's too bad, yeah. That's
do not go over there because you know you're going to get sick when you come back home.
Exactly, exactly.
She's 83 and she's going to do what she wants to do.
Exactly. Hey,
keep
I understand that. I understand that.
Where's your towels? They're coming in the house dripping with water. No towels wrapped around them. I forgot what I was going to say now. Oh, I'm just going to tell you how happy I was. I am happy that my son's here.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad they're both there. That is awesome.
He rang the doorbell at 5 o'clock this morning. And I was sitting up, but I was half asleep. And I walked out there to open the door up, and I couldn't see his face. So I had to look up and see him. He's over 6 foot tall.
Wow.
Son, you
did go.
I just want to tell everybody that I was having a great day, and thanks for the prayers for my mother.
Oh, yes, sweetie. I'm so glad that she is feeling better, and I hope that it will continue to get better, the same as it did for my aunt. And prayers always help, so we'll keep on praying, honey.
The nurse told Clyde yesterday that she's getting kind of grumpy now. She's wanting to go home. I said, well, she's feeling better.
I feel for her. I know exactly what she's saying. A hospital is no place to get well in. It really isn't. You need to go home.
Well,
so.
I wanted to call you before your show went off, and we were all sitting around in here talking, so I couldn't listen then and ignore them, too. So.
That's all right. You can listen later.
Listen to it later.
Yeah, it's all right.
Shannon, say hi.
Hi.
Hello. How are you, honey? You doing
I'm good? Really good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You guys having a great day, it sounds like.
Yeah, we're having a pretty good day.
Well, keep it up. It's Sunday. You're supposed to have a great day on a Sunday, so you just keep on going, honey. Awesome. I'm glad you guys came to see your mama.
Do what now?
I'm glad you guys came to see your mama.
Yeah, we needed to. It was about time.
Yes, I think y'all needed it. And everybody's going to be happier because of it. It's a wonderful thing. I'm just glad you guys did it. That's wonderful. I hope you got all the blessings from it that are forthcoming. And you're just going to be good from here on out. There you go.
He's not much of a talker.
That's all right. He didn't have, I talk plenty for everybody. I got no problem with that.
But I told him all about your shows and Shauna's shows and what time of day I had to be free so I could listen to them.
Oh, there you go.
I forgot today was Sunday, and I didn't want to ignore him the first day here, so...
No, of course not. Well, you need to go and pay attention to them, and you guys just have some more chatting time and get reacquainted and enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you, and I'll listen to your show later.
That's fine, sweetheart, whenever you can. It's going to be there.
Because I always get something out of your shows on Sundays.
Oh, good. Good, good. That's all I hope for is that everybody gets something out of it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Right. We will talk to you later, sweetie. You're going to have a good time.
And
yeah,
bye
you go have
to
a
all
good
the ladies.
Bye, Kelly. Take care.
You too, Ann, and y'all stay safe.
We will. You too,
right.
Okay?
Love you
have
guys.
A good day.
Love
bye-bye.
You
bye-bye. All right. Well, she's having a really good time with her family, and I'm glad because she thought that they were mad at her and would never see him again. And I'm glad that wasn't true. I didn't think it would be true. I'm glad it wasn't true.
That's okay.
So, and you know what follows right on that is the song I was going to play when she called. It's Elvis doing "It Is No Secret What God Can Do." You gotta ask. You just gotta ask.
The chimes of time ring out. Was that someone you knew? You may have known for a strength you courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have night, for it's light
That's one of my favorite songs to begin with, and then he sings it and blows it out of the water. I love it. It's fantastic. Okay. Oh, eeny, meeny, miny, mo time. I've kind of figured this out, how I'm going to work this, but nothing's engraved in stone. So
true.
That is true, except my birthday. That's written right there in stone. I can't change it, erase it, or fix it. Darn it. I'd like to make that 3 and 8. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's all right. I have another one that John sent me this morning, and this is a song that I have found it difficult to find a recording of. Mm-hmm. And Elvis did a home recording of it,
but
it was like short and sweet type of a thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And he never did a full recording. I wish he had. Who knows, right? We still might surface one. Anyway, this one, John found this morning by the Letterman. They were a 1960s chorale group of, I think it was four guys. Anyway, they were good. They were good.
Yeah.
If you heard a song by the Letterman, you stopped what you were doing to listen.
Mm.
And this one is called He.
Each long and lonely night.
beautiful. That's gorgeous. I learned that song in eighth grade.
Really? That was lovely.
I learned it from my sister. She learned it in her music class and brought it home. And it was just nothing to pick up. You know, it's just like I was supposed to know this song, and Rita was supposed to know this song. And when we did, we just sang it all the time. It was fantastic. So it was really kind of cool when I saw this morning that the Letterman had done it. Now, the Letterman were four guys. I think it was five guys, eeny, meeny, miny, well. They didn't play instruments. All they did was sing harmonies. They had backup people do the music. So they were able to really refine.
Your sound's all funny, Jenny.
What, honey?
Your sound is all funny.
Like interesting.
Weird.
Well, I can't do anything about it, so I guess we're just going to have to say, okay, because it's 100 degrees here. I can't turn the air conditioner off.
I know you're talking. I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. Let's just play another song. Then we won't have to worry about it so much, all right? Known only to him.
Known only to him are the great hidden secrets. I'll fear not the darkness when my flame shall dim. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only to him. In this world of fear and doubt, on my knees I ask the question, why a lonely heavy cross I must bear. Then he tells me in my prayer, it's because I am trustworthy. He gives me strength far more than my share. Known only to him are the great hidden secrets. I fear darkness when my flame shall dim. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only to him.
Only to him.
And there's that beautiful backup harmony that just complements him so well. I love that. I love that song. That was Gladys's favorite hymn.
Was it?
Yes. Yes, that was Gladys's favorite hymn. And that's why Elvis recorded it, because it was his mom's favorite. He did a bang-up great job, I tell you. Okay, we got to do Sister Rosetta again. Then, yes, Victoria, I do have your request, honey, but remember, there's never any guarantees, okay? If I run out of time, then I may not be able to do it, but I am planning on doing it in the next couple of songs, so don't worry about it. If I didn't get to it this week, I'd get to it next Sunday. It's okay. You're right in there, honey. You're right in there. I ain't forgetting you. I promise. All right. Sister Rosetta, yes, my journey to the sky. Can you hear me better, Anne? Is it better now that you...
Yeah, I can hear you better now. You sounded all Dalek-y. So I thought I'd go off and come.
Well, it was just your equipment, honey pie. Sorry to tell you that. Yeah, you know, a lot of times just turning it off and turning it back on works miracles. It gets it unstuck when it freezes up, and technology. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
Always a good thing.
Exactly. Sister Rosetta, My Journey to the Sky. Equipment's going funky.
I just thought you ought to know, honey.
Yeah, I just thought you ought to know that. Yeah, it's like, no, wait, it's off again. What happened?
It keeps on going.
You know, it's got gremlins. Just thought you ought to know. It's got gremlins, and somebody watered them last night. So more horror movies. Okay, then. You know, that would be so much fun to go to a movie theater and watch like three horror films right in the middle of it when somebody's right there that you can grab onto.
Great.
I like that thought. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, well. I ain't got nobody here to do that with, so I ain't going. Forget it. Okay, one more Sister Rosetta song at this point in time. We may play more later if we have time. When the Saints Go Marching In, and boy, she's got a style. Oh. One of a kind, isn't she? She is one of a kind. And I love it. I love it. I am so, so glad that John introduced us to her.
Yes, me too.
That's, oh, my gosh. I'd never heard of her until John brought her to the show.
Yeah.
Wow. Then you guys put these Giffy's up there that is just right on with the church where I want to go to a service to. I've never experienced that, and I want to do that someday. That would just be totally fantastic. A church just like you guys have on there.
Mm.
Cool. I can do it. I'm going to be in Georgia. I should be able to do it there. I should be. You know, in the Pacific Northwest, no, it doesn't happen up there. It's just not, no, not there. But I'm not going home to the Pacific Northwest. I couldn't afford to live there. So, hey, you know what? Georgia, I should be able to find. Probably be a Southern Baptist church. I don't know for sure. I don't know. But I want to go to a church service like that. If they'll let me in. I mean, you know, I'm white as a field, lily of the field, and it's not. But I don't think they, well, I don't know. It's the South. I don't know. Maybe they still have those s'mores that they used to have, and maybe they don't. I guess I'll find out when I get there, won't I? And that's okay. I can do that. I can do that when I get there. That's all right. All right, I'm going to play Victoria's request now. She was a little bit worried that I didn't get it or that I wouldn't get to it. I know. That's sad. I have to let you guys know again that things happen. That just sometimes I'm not going to get to your requests the week that you make them. Okay, so please don't have your feelings hurt or anything if I don't play it, because if I'm not ever going to play it, I would let you know.
Yeah.
All right, but that hardly ever happens with gospel. I don't think it's ever happened with a gospel song, but you can't expect to hear it on that show just because you sent it to me, especially if you send it to me late, like Friday night.
That's right, yeah.
For a Saturday show, that might not happen. Or if you send it Sunday morning for a Sunday show, that might not happen. You know, just be aware that I will get it. If you can see it on the messenger, then it usually means I got it. If I got it, I'll play it. Maybe not that show, but it'll get played. So please don't have your feelings hurt if you don't hear it right away. There are reasons that you maybe don't, okay? If the show is already done and full, I don't usually go and readjust everything, okay?
No.
So, but I did get this one on Thursday, so I have had it in for, well, since Thursday. So I'm going to play it now, and it's by Ann Nesby, and it's Pass Me Not. So here you go, Victoria. Now you can breathe again, honey.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. My humble cry, while on earth thou art calling, do not pass me by. Me at the throne.
that was a pretty decent rendition.
Yeah,
it was different, wasn't it? And she got her own style. She's got her own style, and that's a good thing, actually. That's a good thing. Ann Nisby is her name, Ann Nisby. And this rendition did show an album cover. So if anybody's interested, you can go in there and probably play the whole album.
Yeah.
That'll get you through a Sunday. That'll get you through a Sunday. Okay, I've got a couple more songs I want to play. One I really wanted to play just because it was fun, but it's going to wait. Not a problem. How about another one John sent for Sister Rosetta? This is a jumper. This is a jumper. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho.
Oh, Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. You know the walls come tumbling down. Well, well, well. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your bonds of Gilead, talk about your man of woe, but none that good old Joshua way round the walls of Jericho. Well, well, well. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, well, Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, you know the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 good old Jericho. You know Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. The Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 the walls come tumbling down. Mm-hmm, the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 the walls come tumbling down. You know, no, the walls come tumbling down. The walls come tumbling down. The walls come tumbling down.
Tumbling down, walls come tumbling down. I didn't want it to end, so I thought I'd just take it a couple of more measures. What the heck? Hey, you know, guys, it's a good thing I'm not shy. You wouldn't be getting nearly this much entertainment. Crazy woman. Man, pushing those buttons. Who let her in there anyway? Good grief. That's all right. That's all right. You just get double the entertainment with just one show because I am off my rocker a little ways. Out, off center. I'm not going to say which direction, but I'm off center.
Yeah.
But if you ride a motorcycle, you got to kind of be a little bit off center because you got to lean when you go around them corners. You got to lean left or you got to lean right. And when you first learn how to do that, it feels like you are going to fall over. But if you don't do it, you will fall over. I proved it.
Oh.
Yeah, I was learning to ride my Kawasaki. I proved it. Yeah. Well, okay. You soon learn. You don't like that feeling of going, and down.
Yeah.
Not a good feeling. Okay. A really good one. I love this rendition of this song. It is one of John's favorites. Yes. Yes. His funeral song, if he hasn't changed his mind already.
Mm.
Matt Redman, It Is Well With My Soul.
Scars are a sign of grace in our lives. And Father, how you brought us through. When deep were the wounds and dark was the night, the promise of your love you proved. Now every battle still to come, let this be our song. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Weeping may come, remain for a night, but joy will paint the morning sky. You're there in the fog, you're there in the feet, your faithfulness will always shine. Now every blessing still to come, let this be our song.
Reverberation dies away on that one. And I didn't have to put an ending on it. It is. Isn't it wonderful? I like
that. I can understand why John likes it.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've done a tamer version. I like this one. I think this one's awesome. Totally awesome. Yes. And guess what time it is, kids?
Oh, that's too quick.
It is that time once again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, though? I really enjoyed it today. We got to hear a bunch of Sister Rosetta, and we got to hear some Elvis, and we got to hear some other stuff, and I got to talk. that was coming, didn't you? I got to talk. Oh, yeah, okay. There you go. Oh, but you know what? Some Sundays I talk more than others. It just depends on what the Father puts in my brain to fall out my mouth. And that's usually about how it works, too. I just had a little forewarning today because last time I asked for a little bit more time to look up the scriptures. So today I had a few hours warning. So I had time to look up the scriptures.
The scriptures were lovely. Thank you, Jenny.
It was fun. You're welcome, darling. It's really uplifting for me when I get to do that. You know, because what I'm saying,
In
that case, is backed up by scripture. And that feels good. That really feels good. And I hope you guys enjoy it, too, because it's meant to give you some support, to give you some idea of what God's love really is and what it can be if you ask. That's the whole key right there. Just ask. Just ask. He wants you to, and there's no limit to it. Remember that, no limit to asking. So, hey, guys, I hope you were blessed in whatever way you needed to be during this show and from this show. I hope you enjoyed the music. I hope you enjoyed the scriptures. And I hope you were blessed by it and got something out of it. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And if you think about it, it will continue to support you through the rest of this week and to comfort you and to let you understand how much the Father truly loves all of us. Go to Him with anything and everything. He loves us that much. He really does. So, hey, tomorrow, Shauna is still on vacation, so I have not heard whether there's going to be a book club or not. But if there is, a link will show up. If there isn't, a link won't show up. That's just kind of how it works, you know? So, and then I'm not sure when she's going to be back, but I'll be back on next Thursday. With a regular show, and it's going to be a good one. It's going to have some leftover songs, some new songs, and it's just going to be bang up. You guys got to come and enjoy it because it's going to I just love doing this because I enjoy the music so much, and I even learn more about music. So come on in Thursday. We're going to have some more fun. And then I'll be back Saturday with more. And then Sunday we'll have another gospel. So, you know, this is the least painful way to go to church that I have ever found. I hope you all feel the same and will join me again next week. I hope you come back Thursday for more music and fun because that's what it is. That's what it is. So here we go, guys. Thank you so much for joining me, Anne. And Victoria has been here the whole show listening. Her data quite often doesn't go far enough. So she comes into the studio and listens, which is perfectly wonderful. I think it's fine. And everybody who joined through a link on one of the groups or their messenger, hey, it'll be there again next time for you to click on and come join us again. Have a good time. We'll be back. Thank you all. Thank you so much. Now, John sent me a song, Marty Robbins, An Evening Prayer.
Thank you, Jenny.
Good night, honey.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my
forgive if I have uttered idle words or vain, if I have turned aside from want or pain. Lest I myself shall suffer through the strain, dear Lord, forgive the sins I now confess to Thee. Forgive the secret sins I do not see. O guide me, love me, and my keeper be, dear Lord, my prayer. If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, for